It's acknowledging stress, it's welcoming stress, and it's utilizing stress. And when I talk to firefighters about that, I tell them that they could use it after a call, for instance, because that's a question I get a lot is, how do I reset? Like when I'm going from call to call to call, how do I reset?
Thanks for joining us. This is episode 4, part 4 of our mental health series. This episode, we'll be exploring how we think about managing stress, not just pushing it down deep inside, but really understand it and harnessing it to make things better. We interviewed Dr. Beth Murphy, a clinical psychologist who is also a former firefighter. She's been where you're at and has the firsthand experience, tools, and resources to help firefighters think about stress. And that's what she'll be talking about today. We'll provide links to some of the resources Dr. Murphy mentions here on the website too. But for now, let's get to it. I'm your host, Jen Pennington, and this is Listen Up L27.
I'm Dr. Beth Murphy. I'm a clinical psychologist here at Station 2 Clinic and a retired firefighter from the city of Bellevue. So I was a firefighter, EMT, and hazmat tech. And I did that for about 12 years and ended up leaving because of an injury. It is a great topic, talking about stress in the fire service and stress management. I think a lot of people like to think that they manage their stress, and most of the time what that means is they ignore it. With firefighters, to be healthy, they really need to be purposeful about how they think about stress and how they manage stress. And I would say probably first and foremost is to recognize how they think about stress or how they believe about stress. So do they believe stress will make them sick, or do they believe that stress will make them better? And people who believe that stress will make them better do better overall in general. And so that's one thing that I try and ascertain from people is like, well, how do you feel about stress? Most of the time people will answer, it depends. You can think that stress makes you better, but still think that it sucks, for lack of a better word. So it doesn't mean that you have this positive attitude about stress. It's like stress is stress and you're going to be impacted by it. There's nothing you can do about it. So that fight flight response that we always hear about and talk about, everybody has that and it's normal. And the extent to which you have it will depend on a lot of different factors, you know, like how often you are under stress. How big that stress is, how novel that stress is. So there's nothing you can do about that. You're going to react. What you can do is to think about how that's going to affect you. And you can believe and choose that that will ultimately make you better. And that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to feel good. And it doesn't take a lot of time. So you can do that first step, acknowledging stress. So you acknowledge that call was really difficult and it made me feel whatever. And that is enough to shift from a reactive state to a proactive state. So you go from being in the amygdala and, you know, emotionally reactive to the prefrontal cortex and being more proactive. And so that's the beginning stage. So people can do that throughout the day after calls, and that can kind of reset them for the next call. And then at the end of their shift, I encourage them to go through all three steps to help transition from work to home, because that's another question I get is, how do I not take this stuff home? And so they can actually go through all three steps and just acknowledge, you know, what calls might have bothered them, what interactions at work stuck with them, you know, whatever it was that was stressful. They acknowledge it and they, you know, think about how they believe, what their thoughts were, what the emotions were, how it felt in their body, and then what behaviors they would typically do. So it gets them thinking about doing something different. So like I said at the beginning, is a lot of firefighters will kind of stuff it down. They'll ignore it. That's probably the number one coping strategy. And it's like, that's not useful to them because it stays in that reactive state. So just the simple act of acknowledging it and recognizing that, oh, I usually stuff this down and try not to do anything about it. Or I go out for a morning beer because that's probably one of the worst coping strategies that you can use is to drink alcohol, which happens to be very prevalent in the fire service. So it's a big part of socialization, but it also is one of those things that slowly, insidiously builds over time for some people. So this is one way to acknowledge it and to choose something different. So doing that first step, the second one, that welcoming, that's recognizing that you're stressed and reacting. Like your reaction is normal, but it bothers you because you care. And firefighters are here because they care. I know what I answered when I went through my interview panel, and I've been on interview panels. And so I think every firefighter would say, well, I'm doing this because I want to help people. There may be a whole host of other reasons, but they want to help people for a variety of reasons, but ultimately it is because they care.
Thanks for listening. Listen Up L27 is brought to you by Seattle Firefighters Healthcare Trust and Local 27. Thanks to our recording engineer, Ted Grudowski. I'm your host, Jen Pennington, and until next time, stay safe and stay healthy.